Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Today's topic, building healthy boundaries with family members. Ever feel like your phone buzzes more when you're trying to relax on a Sunday afternoon than during a workday? That's probably because your mom just wants to make sure you're eating enough, or your brother needs advice on which streaming service to binge next. We love our families, right? But sometimes, those well-intentioned calls and texts can feel less like a loving gesture and more like an invasion of your personal space. And trust me, I get it. The truth is, setting healthy boundaries with family members isn't about being cold or distant, it's about protecting your time, energy, and peace of mind. So, how do we strike that balance? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those tricky family dynamics. 1. Recognize your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you need to understand what truly matters to you. What drains your energy? What activities make you feel fulfilled? Identify your priorities and values. This could be anything from having dedicated me time to prioritizing personal projects over constant family calls. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let a friend borrow your car without asking questions, right? Treat your own time and energy the same way. It's yours to protect and utilize in ways that support your well-being. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Once you know your needs, communicate them to your family members. Be direct and honest about what works for you. For example, instead of saying I'm always busy, try something like, I really value our time together, but I also need some dedicated time for myself each day to recharge. Remember, clear communication is key. It helps avoid misunderstandings and sets realistic expectations. 3. Practice saying no. This might be the hardest part for some of us, especially when it comes to family. But saying no doesn't mean being unkind, it means prioritizing your well-being. You can politely decline requests that don't align with your needs or schedule. Think of it like this. Saying no allows you to say yes to the things that truly matter to you. It's about making conscious choices that support your goals and aspirations. 4. Set boundaries gradually. Don't feel pressure to overhaul everything overnight. Start with small changes, like limiting phone calls to specific times or setting aside dedicated me time each day. As you get comfortable with these boundaries, gradually adjust them as needed. Remember, building healthy boundaries is a process, not an event. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. 5. Be consistent. Consistency is key to reinforcing any boundary. Don't give in just because someone pressures you or tries to guilt you into changing your mind. Stand firm and remind yourself why these boundaries are important to your well-being. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah, a young woman juggling work, personal projects, and family obligations. She constantly feels overwhelmed by the constant demands on her time. Her phone never stops buzzing with requests from her well-meaning but overbearing parents. They want to know everything about her day, need advice on mundane things, and frequently drop in unannounced. Sarah tries to please everyone, but deep down, she's exhausted and resentful. She realizes she needs to establish some boundaries, but she's afraid of hurting their feelings or causing a family rift. Sarah starts small. She designates specific times for phone calls with her parents and politely declines requests that fall outside those hours. She sets up a Do Not Disturb mode on her phone during work hours and personal time. Initially, there's some resistance, but Sarah remains firm and consistent. Slowly, things start to shift. Her parents learn to respect her boundaries and communicate more effectively. Sarah feels less overwhelmed and enjoys a newfound sense of peace and control over her life. Day. It's not about shutting people out, it's about creating healthy space for everyone involved. So, remember, setting boundaries with family members is a vital part of self-care. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your well-being, and fostering healthier relationships. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize your needs, communicate clearly, practice saying no, set boundaries gradually, and be consistent. Now, go out there and create the life you deserve. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let me know your thoughts on social media. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep resetting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.